This is KBOO Portland. It's just after 9 a.m. Coming up, we'll hear the Albina Ministerial Alliance's press conference about Wednesday's court ruling on the reinstatement of Portland police officer Ron Frashauer, followed by an update on the status of Mumia Abu-Jamal and an interview with Miko Peled on his book, The General's Son. At 10, we hear the program Syrian Tragedy, Causes, Consequences, and Options, a talk by Professor Zunis. And at 11, it's Radio EcoShock featuring Tim Flannery, Australian scientist and author of The Weather Makers, on his new book, Atmosphere of Hope. Thank you so much, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you have not yet become a member of the KBOO Foundation, you can correct that oversight at kboo.fm. Click where it says Donate Today. And while you're there, check out our second stream with an alternate commentary, color commentary on the Tournament of Roses parade. You can find it on your TV at ABC Channel 2.1, Channel 2 or 8, and just turn the sound down, turn up the volume on your computer. Meanwhile, a few important announcements, and we'll get on with our special programming. Thanks for listening.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid. With each passing year, the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. become more and more necessary to remember. With this in mind, the World Arts Foundation and KBOO Foundation members would like to invite you, your family, and friends to their 31st anniversary and tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 18th, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Highland Christian Center in Portland. As in years past, there will be a variety of local and regional choirs, performers, and entertainers, all paying homage to the work and legacy of Dr. King and our efforts to keep his dream alive. So remember, Monday, January the 18th at the Highland Christian Center, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and of course, right here on KBOO FM radio.
The greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
I'm out to sing songs that'll prove to you that this is your world, and that if it's hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down and rolled over you, no matter what color, what size you are, how you're built, I am out to sing the songs that'll make you take pride in yourself.
I'm Lori Sonnenfeld.
And I'm Don Jacobson.
Together we bring you Moving On, Fridays from 12 noon to 1:30.
We feature both traditional and contemporary folk music.
We love to present live in-studio concerts from local and national musicians.
Tune in and you'll hear music that is socially progressive, moving, and heartfelt.
Music heard only on the left-hand edge of the dial and only on KBOO.
Every Friday, noon to 1:30.
We who believe in freedom cannot
The Albina Ministerial Alliance held a press conference on Thursday, December 31st, to draw attention to the reinstatement of white police officer Ron Frashauer. Mr. Frashauer was fired in 2010 for fatally shooting Aaron Campbell, an unarmed African-American man. A state arbitrator, however, ruled that Frashauer wasn't out of line for shooting before seeing a weapon, and that Portland owes him his job and 6 years of back pay. We'll hear the entire AMA press conference.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome to the Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition for Justice and Police Reform press conference. We thank you for coming this morning. We also want to begin by thanking the City of Portland under former Mayor Sam Adams and the community continuing support of Mayor Charlie Hales and remaining vigilant in the quest for justice and fighting the appeal of Officer Frashauer from the Portland Police Bureau, an action we supported 100% and still do, that this officer does not and no longer is fit to be an officer for the Portland Police Bureau or any law enforcement agency or department. In the course of history of the United States, the disregard for lives of non-whites has been rampant. As the white race seeking superiority maimed, raped, killed, and dehumanized, the lives of non-whites, and that unfortunately continues today by a few, but is sanctioned by a much larger group. Today, as then, we find its courts and law enforcement who continue to perpetuate this practice. We look to Florida, to New York, to Cleveland, into Ohio, into New Orleans, and as close as Los Angeles. But we need to look no further than the steps in which we stand upon or we set before in Portland and see that this same attitude and plan is as prevalent today as it was then. This must come to an end. So you ask the question, how long will this last? Until we come together and we look through the eyes and the lens of love and value everyone as a part of God's creation. How long will this last, you ask again? Until the perpetrators of these atrocities will recognize that they are the major contributors to this. How long will this last? Until officers who commit these senseless crimes of police killings and in custody deaths change and stop hiding behind "I feared for my life" and show at least a trickle of remorse for the harm caused to families and the community. How long? Not long. Because a change is going to come. I don't know when this change will finally arrive. And as Dr. King said, I might not get there with you, but I believe that it is coming. Yes, it is coming. So my brothers and my sisters, I want you to join your hands with our hands together in solidarity and with purpose and defeat the enemy and its atrocities and make this city a better place to live. We decry, we are disappointed, and we stand united and frustrated that this has to come to this end of replacing an officer that we feel should no longer be on the bureau. And we call upon the city and the city council to take the exact means that they can to put this officer, who we must put back on the force, says the courts, to tuck him in an office in a corner, really with no directions to be found, and that he has no contact, absolutely no contact, with any of our public citizens. Thank you. And at this time, we will have Pastor Montanay will come, give us a word of song, and then Joanne Hardesty will continue with the press conference.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Oh, turn me around. Oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. We're gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up the freedom road. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Oh, turn me around. Turn me around. We're gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up the freedom road.
All right. And I'm supposed to follow that, huh?
All right. Let nobody turn me around.
Good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and I'm the president of the NAACP Portland branch and a steering committee member of the Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition for Justice and Police Reform. I stand today in solidarity with the community in disappointment and frustration at a lack of accountability of our local police department. While Officer Freshour is the latest Portland police officer to be returned to duty, he is by no means the only Portland police officer who should not be wearing a Portland police officer uniform. We have many examples. Officer Betsy Hornstein and Sergeant Jason Lai, L-I-L-E, are still on the force in uniform, even though they lied to the courts that Ty Gu attempted to murder them. That young man would be spending 30 years in jail had not community video exonerated him. But yet, we still wait for the city council, for the IAD, the police investigative unit, and for the so-called IPR to investigate why those officers are still in uniform. Yet they still are on the street. They still are supposedly community police officers. We also have Officer David McCarthy and Matthew Husbeck. You may remember those two, because those were the ones that handcuffed the 9-year-old girl, put her in a squad car, took her down to jail, fingerprinted her, and then told her mother to get on the bus to come and get her. They've never been charged with anything. Yet I can't imagine having those police officers interacting with my children or any children in our community. In the case of Erin Campbell, every police officer that was involved in that tragedy had their arbitration overturned. They're all on the police force today. They're all operating in our community. That is absolutely not acceptable. And I want to also join in the compliments for Sam Adams, our former mayor, who was the first mayor that showed real leadership in attempting to keep a fired police officer fired. I don't share the joy with our current mayor because he right away said he's coming back to the job. Well, why is he not appealing? It can't be because of the cost, because we already paying a lot of money to Chicago people to look over Portland Police Bureau to see if they are reforming. And so it can't possibly be about the money. Why are they just buckling and just allowing this guy to come back on the force? As community members, we should be fearful when any of these police officers that have been named show up on our doorstep. And I certainly don't encourage people to call the police. If you have a mental health emergency, you have a mental health number that you call. Do not call the police. They are not the ones you want to call in that kind of situation. I'm going to now turn it over to Dan, or am I turn it over to Kate? Okay, Kate, you're next.
That's coming to you.
Okay. My name is Kate Lohr. I am the social justice. My name is Reverend Kate Lohr. I'm the social justice minister at First Unitarian Church in downtown Portland. I'm also a steering committee member of the Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition for Justice and Police Reform. What I want to do today is share with you words from Erin Campbell's mother. She no longer lives in our community. She no longer feels safe in this community. But I want to bring her words into this because I, too, am a mother. And mothers everywhere know in a way that no one else can what it means to lose a child, a precious child. Words from Marva Davis. Mr. Freshour, you are wanting the city of Portland, the community, and the citizens to welcome you back to work. Your conduct and decisions have brought heartache to your family, my family, and the community. Erin Campbell was standing still with his back to the police, with his hands on his head, when he was shot over and over with the beanbag shotgun. You then shot my unarmed son in the back when he was running for his life. You said you were frightened for your safety, so you killed him. In a separate incident, you tasered an innocent bystander and you cost the city thousands of dollars after the jury found you liable. Not once have you shown remorse for your actions. But what you have done is wrong. Your actions violated the law. Everybody knows it. The community doesn't need people like you on the police force who act and then think later. You are a liability, and you don't value other people's lives. Putting you back on the streets is a big mistake. And we are all here because we agree. Here, here.
Hello, I'm Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch, and I'm also a steering committee member of the AMA Coalition. The announcement we set out for today's press conference and vigil talked about previous cases where Portland police officers have been fired or been given serious discipline and arbitrators have put them back. And that includes Scott McAllister, the man that shot and killed Kendra James in 2003, who was suspended for 6 months and then put back on the force. That includes the officers who threw dead possums on the doorstep of a African-American-owned business in Northeast Portland in the 1980s. And the officers who made t-shirts that said, don't smoke them. Don't choke them, smoke them. After officers choked a security guard to death in 1985. And if a lieutenant who left his position to go to his sister's house and shot a man in 2006, and he was fired by Mayor Potter and reinstated. So we obviously have a issue here, not just with the Portland police and their violence, but with a system of arbitration that allows them to be reinstated after they've done harm to our community. And we have to figure out a way to keep this arbitration from putting these officers back on the streets.
Yeah. Amen.
My name is Mark Knutson. I'm senior pastor of Augustana Lutheran Church here in Portland and a member of the Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition for Justice and Police Reform Steering Committee. And we've been at this work for over two decades. When I heard the words, how long, those words continue to echo in our ears. Scripture tells us, what does the Lord require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God, and I say to walk humbly with one another as well.
Yep.
And that is something that not only we as people of faith are called to, but when we think of community policing, can you imagine what it would be like to walk kindly with one another and humbly and to care for one another? Today, we stand here, and it seems like yesterday, January 29th, 2010, when Aaron Campbell stood by his brother's bed as he died. He went home, distraught, feeling suicidal. The family called for help. They called the wrong number. They called for help. They called the wrong number. Because what happened was our police department, that has militarized itself over the years, showed up with great force because he was a black man. Suicidal. Distraught. Surrounded that apartment building with tasers, beanbag guns, dogs, sirens, and snipers. He came out of that building distraught, wanting to live, as his family looked on in horror at what awaited him. He walked backwards to the police, following the commands with his hands on his head. He was shot by beanbags. Dogs were released. And if that wasn't enough, one man by the name of Frashauer took it upon himself, the law, and shot Aaron Campbell in the back. Gunned down in cold blood. He did not see a father, a partner, a brother, a son. He saw a black man. As we have seen time and time again in this nation, as we have cried out, Black Lives Matter, that in these shootings by police, there is a complete disregard for the lives of black men and people of color. The city of Portland once has tried to do the right thing by firing Officer Frashauer from the police force that he has no business serving on. Yep. And yet, first an arbitrator overturned the city's action, and now the Court of Appeals have upheld that arbitrator. And Ron Frashauer, after almost 6 years of paid leave, add that up, and $1.2 million in damages against the city, is scheduled to be reinstated. We demand that the city continue to fight this ruling. And if reinstated, we demand that he be assigned to a desk in a warehouse someplace where he will have no contact with the public as the city continues to fight this ruling.
Yes.
As it's almost declared, as Dr. Bethel said a moment ago, how long? How long, O Lord, must we wait? We pray not long. Can you name any other profession in this country where a person will not be fired? Can you name any? As a clergy, I know we will be fired and let go if we do something wrong.
Amen.
And yet, here we have a police department in the city where nobody has been fired and it's been upheld. What is wrong with the system today, we must ask? How long until this miscarriage of justice will come to an end? When an officer will be discharged who does not belong in this line of work? How long will the Clevelands, Chicago's, Ferguson's, Boston's, Baltimore's, New York's, and so many other places offer up stories of death and injustice of black lives taken at the hands of the police? How long must we hear names of victims of police shootings like Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Eric Gardner, Michael Brown, Or in Portland, the list is long. Kendra James, Pete Notice, and we can keep on going. Aaron Campbell. Like leaders in cities across this nation, we challenge this city to reform its police department. We challenge an end to the militarization of police officers. Yep. We challenge ourselves to work for community policing where people will feel safe, yes, not threatened. And we challenge ourselves to call out racism for what it is. Yes. And to challenge ourselves to renew this city and this society, that with a fear will come to an end, and one day the community may thrive.
Amen.
As Prophet Amos said, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. May justice come.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Joyce Harris. I'm on the Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition for Justice and Police Reform Steering Committee.
Vision of the Portland Police Association versus the seizures, policies, collect, create a complex and skillet decision. And also a two-page decision, and you will come away just as confused. And there's a city poll. The Bureau of their practice of law enforcement to regularly resolve confrontations without resorting to the higher level. The Albina Minister, the Police Bureau, to meet this expectation by documenting the actions of officers in order to assess their practice of law enforcement, their skills, their abilities, specifically related to the use of higher levels of force. The ongoing documentation of the patterns and practices of an individual officer's responses when making decisions would provide the mayor, the city council, the bureau, and us, the public, with the necessary information to use in determining an officer's ability and fitness to execute their jobs within the expectations stated in this policy. This same policy goes on to say, and I quote, "The Bureau places a high value on resolving confrontations when practical with less force than the maximum that may be allowed by law. The Bureau also places a high value on the use of de-escalation tools that minimize the need to use force. Accordingly, we also think that the Bureau should document the actions of officers whose practice of law enforcement demonstrate the skills and abilities to resolve encounters without using deadly or other higher levels of force. These officers could be used. You know, we keep hearing about training. So if we have officers who can demonstrate the ability and the skills to encounter citizens and use less lethal force, use those officers. Use those officers as example. Use them in your training. Ask them, what did you do? What decisions did you make? But ultimately, the accountability is on the city of Portland, yep, to make sure that the people who walk our streets, who are responsible for ensuring that we are safe, that if they are not doing that, then they're not fit to perform their jobs. And they need to be removed. And that's what we are demanding today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
Once again, we want to thank you all for coming. This ends our press conference. We'll be glad to take any questions from media if you have any. Yes.
Say, Doctor, what can you do to ensure Frashauer doesn't get his rifle back?
Well, if it was in my power and my decision, he wouldn't even be on the force today. But since it is not, we will demand of the mayor and of the city council, the commissioner, and the chief that he has no rifle and that he is placed at a desk in a corner with no contact with the public at all. Our safety is at jeopardy for him walking these streets any longer as an officer. Even not as an officer, we don't feel safe.
What about Carl Nice? I haven't heard his name.
Well, he's on the list of the million-dollar cops, right? He's one of the many cops who have been disciplined and then are back with no accountability. So, I mean, there's a list of Portland police officers that if the public had their way, they would no longer be Portland police officers.
Yeah, he's a sergeant now in East Precinct.
Right, I know.
You know, I might say, too, then that right now we hear there's a shortage of officers, 40 positions to be filled.
Yes.
This is not a time just to fill positions.
Yes. Right.
It's a time to be very strategic. And those 40 positions at least begin by the effort of filling them with officers of color and from various backgrounds. This police force is woefully inadequate in terms of representation of who we are as a community and who will be in years to come. So I call upon the mayor to be strategic and not just to start filling positions, but do it in a very intentional way that will help transform policing in this city.
You feel that as citizens, we have a moral duty to push the other city councilors to pass a binding ordinance to go against the mayor's decision and appeal this to the Supreme Court.
I hope that we have a majority of the city council who feels as strongly as we do that it is unacceptable to have Fresh Hour on the Portland Police Bureau in any capacity. And all you need is a majority of the city council to say that we're going to appeal the Oregon Court of Appeals decision. They could do that, but they've been woefully silent so far.
Thank you. Yes.
I was just wondering, the letter that you read, is that... Did you get that yesterday?
Well, no, actually, that was written in 2012.
2010.
2012.
When
we...